furniture is mildly perturbed by
television reception. Hello, now I know exactly what you're wondering. You're thinking to yourselves, hang on, why am I listening to this when I could be listening to a brand spanking new, shiny, isn't it nice, podcast featuring the majority of the Staggering Stories team? That's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. I mean, I could be doing this musing sort of thingy in text, as I said last time. However, I'm starting to think, I've been wanting to do this audio musings for quite a while now. So this actually is better for me. I can just sit here and waffle on. The thing about the text musings was quite simply that it's not the real me. I can just edit it and make that sound just that little bit funnier, or that sound just a little bit more outraged. It's not the real thing. Here you're just getting me sitting down in front of the computer, babbling, waffling, just coming out with loads of sheer and utter nonsense. And the difference between this and the podcast is, of course, aside from the fact that this doesn't have Andy and Adam, is I'm not editing this. This is raw. I've said this last time, but it's raw. The podcast is edited to hell. And I think you're about to hear my cat. Oi. What you doing? What you doing? Well, chirrup to you as well. See what I mean? Raw footage. Strange child. Actually, probably won't hear underneath the backing music, but what the hell. So, oh, hang on, he's about to jump on my lap now. Well, one of them anyway. I've got four of the buggers. Hello! Yeah, so if you hear a strange purring and chirping noise, you'll know it's my cat, Fox. So, where was I? I don't know, my brain's not working. Oh yes, so, the podcast, all shiny, brand spanking new, edited very tightly. And if anybody complains about the editing, I'm going to hit them very hard with a wet fish. It's taken me about 17 hours to edit that podcast down. 17 hours practically non-stop, apart from breaks for sleep and food. Anyway, I have to admit, putting it together was a great, wonderful exercise to do. There's all sorts of problems, and intellectually I had to sort of just sit down, fathom them out, right, how can I change this, how can I do that, and I loved it. Come here, purr. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? Oh yeah, so I thoroughly enjoyed editing the podcast and putting it together and actually doing it, obviously. But this is more personal. This is just me waffling on. And this is raw. Raw me. Ow. So, why am I perturbed, mildly perturbed, about television reception? Well, in Crawley, it's pretty pants. Not quite sure what the problem is. I don't know if it's hills or if it's with trees and things like that. God knows. However, I'm going to go back a little bit. I am still, unfortunately, on cable, Virgin Media, which used to be Telewest, which used to be Eurobell. And now, I've been with them for years. Back before they did digital cable, they did, just basic cable, you know. But now, of course, it's in widescreen, it's surround sound, you've got the red button, and everything else like that. Wonderful, great, fantastic. However, my bank account doesn't support the paying of direct debits. You can set up standing orders, but that's not going to be much cop if I don't know how many phone calls I've made, and blah, 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 blah. So, in the past, they used to charge £1. £1 a month if you couldn't pay by direct debit or refused to pay by direct debit. And it wasn't just direct, non-direct debit payments, it was any other payment that... Sorry, yes, my mistake. If you didn't pay by direct debit. So any other payment, if you paid online via credit card, paid over the phone via credit card, if you pay like I pay via PayPoint, which is a great little way of doing things, yeah, you got charged. And it slowly crept up, and suddenly, sort of beginning of this year, I think it was, it's suddenly £5 a month. £5 a month if you don't pay by direct debit. Now, this is obviously blatant profiteering on behalf of Virgin Media. They can do what they like. I'm sorry, it is. It's blatant profiteering. The amount of people who don't pay by direct debit are being charged £5 a month. They're raking it in. They really are raking it in. And it's disgusting. I mean, what's it? BT wanted to start charging £4.50 a quarter for non-direct debit payments. And I think the regulator or trading standards or some person like that basically turned around and said, no, that's just unnecessary, it's disgusting, blah 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 blah. £5 a month for Virgin Media. So I thought to myself, well, that's a lot of money, I don't want to pay them that. And I basically got rather pig-headed about it and, well, simply just turned around and said, okay, cancel the television. Went out and bought myself a Freeview box. Because I'd moved recently, my contract with Virgin still had a couple of months to run before I could actually cancel it. A year's contract, minimum. So I unplugged the Virgin box and chucked in the Freeview box and fiddled around with the wires, got it all working nicely. However, very slowly, in the evenings, the picture quality started to degrade on Freeview. You know, it would pixelate, then it would freeze, the sound would go. And on terrestrial television, which obviously you can get, it was getting worse and worse every evening. And the strange, bizarre banding going up the screen. I can't explain it, really. It was clear banding. As if there was a thick band, then nothing, then a thick band. Just thick bands going up, which were completely clear. There's a little bit of fuzziness on the screen in general, but... and of course, as soon as this happened, the Freeview went. And this was annoying, but I don't watch that much television anyway, believe it or not. But I thought, I can live with this. Until the Doctor Who episode Blink. Oh yeah. Until then, I was feeling rather smug. Saving a small fortune with TeleWest because I phoned up to cancel. And they don't like that. Sorry, Virgin Media. They just do not like it when you want to cancel. And they bend over backwards to try and get you to stay with them. So fair enough. I said, okay. I can't fully cancel my television service till next... till July, but I will quite happily sort of sit down and listen to what you've got to say. And it's quite funny, my current bill was a tenner because I had a huge refund on it, and I think from now on I'm going to be paying, what, 30 quid including the direct debit thing. So even though I've only got the Freeview channels plus their catch up TV on demand, as they put it, I've saved a small fortune, and I've certainly saved more than their fiver every month for the direct debit. And basically it's a case of, ha, thus I win. Until Blink. Started off okay. Started off great, fine, beautiful surround sound, widescreen, yum. Then it started to pixelate and freeze. And the sound would go. And quite frankly, I started to get very, very annoyed. Because of course, it gets to the point the signal degrades so much, you can't get any signal. Which meant for BBC Three, for Doctor Who Confidential, which was the, what was it, the, whatchamacallit, the David Tennant one, when he's waffling around with all sorts of knobs. No worries, couldn't get it at all. Just blank screen, no signal. So I had to dig out the Virgin box. That sounds wrong. Anyway, plug it back in again and watch that on their catch-up telly thingy-bobby. Fine, great, wonderful, smashing, super. But I've now got a 50 quid digital Freeview box just sitting there. I suppose it's a good standby. And, well, yeah, I'm going to have to pay Virgin anyway, but basically I'm getting my television for free. And it's on their thingy, and if they do decide to start being arsed and start charging for use of the box, I can just say, no, take it away then, I don't want it. I've got my freebie box. In the meantime, I've been on to the landlords, the housing association, and they've sent down a man to basically check the aerial, and he turned up at midday. And we turned on the television, and hey, guess what? Yes! Isn't it wonderful? Ah, dear, it was the best television reception I'd ever had in this flat using terrestrial TV aerial. Ah, dear. Anyway, he found a sort of spike in the signal anyway, so he's going to apparently fit a filter or something like that. However, quite simply, I'm frustrated because I really didn't want to have to be with Virgin for my television at all. That's why I went out and bought the Freeview box. The whole idea was to be completely independent of them for that. Yep, I'm stuck with them for phone and internet. Did try going to BT, but BT, for their broadband package, they will not allow anybody who doesn't have direct debit. You have to have direct debit for that. So it's just as well my name isn't Marcus Brigstock, really, because I think by now I'd be punching my head through a wall. Anyway, gosh, I had no idea I'd waffled on for so long. Do you realise it's gone over 11 minutes? And that this actual musing was actually supposed to be shorter. This was supposed to be shorter than the last one. The whole idea being it's a compliment to the podcast. It's not an alternative. It's just there if anybody actually wants to hear it. In fact, I'm hoping Adam's going to remove these audio musings from the podcast section and just place them in, just carry on the list of my musings. But anyway, like I say, more raw, more me, purer, not edited. There you go. You can hear me ranting. It's as if you're in the pub sat next to me and you can't get away unless you click the off button. You wouldn't do that to me now, would you?
Tony Kalashaw is currently seeing waveforms everywhere.